welcome back to Divide It with Jill. I have a few things to update you on. So I just got back from Atlanta. I'll talk more about that adventure later. But the Dancing with the Stars finale was last night, and it was incredible. Oh my gosh. But before I talk about Dancing with the Stars finale, I don't think I've talked about the Taylor Swift night. I mean, if I did, then just skip this bit. But I'll just share my general thoughts. But the opening number was so good. Mandy Moore killed it with the choreo. And she was also the guest judge. And the songs were just so good. Everyone just killed it. Harry and Riley got eliminated. This really got mixed reviews. Some people were very happy to see them go. And then other people did not want them to leave. But I mean, every elimination is shocking, and it's incredible how far he's made it, you know what I mean? And this is like Riley's first season as a pro, so they should be super proud of themselves. Also, the semifinals, everyone was incredible. Oh my gosh. And you know what? Don't even get me started with that elimination. I was shaking in my boots. It was between Sochi and Val, and Ariana and Pasha. I was like, there's no way either of these people are going home right now. Like, I was stressed out. And then Alfonso and Julianne were like, actually, psych, everyone's making it to the finals. And I was like, oh my gosh, did they really have to do all that? Did they really have to do all of that? The competition this year was really, really good, I will say. The finals were last night. Sochi and Val won, so well deserved. They were actually in my top two. And Jason was also someone I was like, okay, he's probably gonna make it really, really far in this competition, if not win. And he was very, very close to winning. I would have been happy either or Jason or Sochi, but yeah, Sochi won. And all of the freestyle dances were incredible as well. Like, I loved Jason's, and Charity's was really, really cool. Ugh, just so good. And then of course, like, Val is one of my favorite pros. Daniela's incredible choreographer. Like, you really could not go wrong with either of them winning the mirror ball, you know? And Charlie and Mark also came back and did a dance, which was amazing. And I loved seeing them back on Dancing with the Stars. So yeah, that's my mini update about Dancing with the Stars. But anyways, the real topic of discussion for today's episode is the Vampire Diaries convention. So if you haven't been following me on Instagram and TikTok, I just got back from the TVD convention in Covington, Georgia. So I've actually been to a few conventions before in the past, but the company was Creation Entertainment. I went back in high school, and it was the time of my life. Don't even get me started. And this was also when the show was still airing. And so everyone was really, really going crazy. And I met Ian and Paul, which pretty sure I blacked out. Can't even tell you what I said to Paul. Ian, I remember being really, really lovely. Like, so nice. And I just got really shy in front of Paul. And I'm not gonna say Paul was, like, rude or anything. He was just also, like, quiet and, like, a little reserved. I'm not gonna say it's a bad experience. It was also a very fast experience, so that was crazy. And then also met Chris Wood, Zach Roerig, Chris Brochu. I don't know if I'm saying that name correctly, but he played Luke Parker, and he was really nice. Everyone was really nice, and I got some insane photos with them. Like, I did a really cute, like, photo booth type picture with Ian and Paul, and then Zach, we like kissed his cheek. Chris, we were like holding hands, and then Chris would, I think I like pretended to kiss his cheek or something like that. It was cute. But yeah, I was a convention girly to the core. I loved it. I just had such a great experience doing it in high school. So when this opportunity presented itself, I was very lucky enough to get admission. So shout out to Epic Cons. And the convention was actually in the town where they shot the show, which is crazy. And you know, visiting the Covington Town Square was amazing. And I've actually been here before. I went to go see my friend perform in Atlanta, but we stayed at the 12 Oaks, which is in Covington. And so we saw like the Covington Square and hung out there. They also shot some scenes at the 12 Oaks where we stayed. So it was really, really fun coming back and experiencing this town again, you know? I mean, if you've been listening to the podcast or following me on any kind of social media, you would know that I am literally obsessed with the Vampire Diaries. Live, breathe. It's just such an incredible show. Let's get into all of the days that I was there. So The first day was a travel day. So I arrived in Atlanta. The Atlanta airport is crazy. It was a little bit hard to navigate, in my opinion, like trying to find the baggage claim, having to take the little monorail. But I figured it out in the end. There was just a lot of walking and then, you know, trying to find the Uber. Entering like the Atlanta airport, like as someone who's like departing Atlanta, it wasn't that bad. It was just going to baggage claim moment was a little tricky, but figured it out. So I had a solo day this day. My friends, Jennifer and Sebastian, who are my two good friends that I met in college. And Sebastian is actually the person I refer to when I describe why this podcast is named Divided. So yeah, they joined me this weekend and they arrived the next day. But yeah, Jennifer is basically helping me with my content during the conventions. So yeah, all the videos you see on TikTok and IG, it's the help of Jennifer. But yeah, so I checked into the hotel and then went to early registration, which is where I picked up my admission into the convention. And then after that, went to this pizza place that was in the town square. I've actually been to that pizza place before and it's really, really good. And yeah, after that, knocked out. And then it was day one of the convention. So crazy. I've been anticipating this convention for like months. So it was crazy to be here. Jennifer and Sebastian arrived really early in the morning at like 9 a.m. I believe. And me and Jennifer started getting ready. Sebastian didn't come with us to the convention. He was just here for the vibes. After we got ready, headed to the convention, went to see a few panels, and this was Nina Dobrev's first day of the convention, and the crowd went absolutely crazy at her panel. Like, oh my gosh. It was packed, it was hot, and there was a lot of yelling. I was also yelling a lot. Daniel Gillies was there, Trent, Marguerite, Ariel. It was a great panel. Also saw some Legacies panels. That was really cute. Saw Danielle, Kaylee, Jenny, Marguerite, Courtney. And after watching a few panels, we walked around the convention, got some food from the vendors. We also tried Nina Dobrev's wine, and it was not bad. I had the rosé, and it's not sweet. It kind of just tastes like a white wine. It tasted healthy. But yeah, it was good. I would get it again. Couple things to note if you were thinking of going to Epicon's convention. The convention was outside and the panels were inside of this like warehouse and it was very hot. I initially thought it was going to be like freezing the house down boots, but it was just really hot and it was supposed to rain, but thankfully it didn't rain. So I also want to point out how this convention works at this place is that the photo ops and the autographs are basically happening throughout the entire day. So you have to prioritize those over the panels. And the panels each day, I believe, started at 11 a.m. And then usually the last one's like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. But yeah, they're basically happening throughout the day. But yeah, I think photo ops start at 10, I think. I know there's like a few meet and greets early in the morning, like 8 a.m., 9 a.m. But yeah, there's a lot going on during the convention weekends. And yeah, just know that everything kind of like overlaps. So I would prioritize your meet and greets, photos, and autographs over the panels. I also suggest maybe spacing out the photo ops, like maybe do like 2 on Friday, 2 on Saturday, 2 on Sunday. I also recommend wearing comfortable shoes, if you know what I mean. They also have this like clear bag rule, so just something to note. There are food vendors and porta potties on site. I didn't actually use any of the porta potties that were there. They kind of looked like trailers, like bougie trailers. That's what it looked like. I didn't go inside, so I have no idea what it looks like, but I'm assuming it's a more elevated bathroom experience. So another thing to note is that they give you the schedule for the convention a week before, sometimes earlier, but this time around it was a week before. So you get to kind of just have an idea of what your days are going to look like. I was able to go to 2 to 3 panels a day. Some people I don't think can because a lot of people got like back-to-back photo ops or autographs and stuff like that. So yeah, I guess it just depends. But yeah, for me, I was able to go to most of the panels, walk around, enjoy. But this is just from my experience from this convention. Things could obviously change in the next one, but this is what was happening here. I really do think it's cool that they do these meet and greets. I've never heard of any other convention, like, company doing this kind of thing. Like, they would have, like, a small group of people doing, like, different kind of activities or even going to, like, get some coffee. Or I know Nina Dobrev did, like, a cocktail hour thing. And I think Daniel Gillies also did, like, cocktail hour thing. And it's usually, like, a small group of people. And I heard it's very expensive. I didn't look into it. I didn't get those. I think everyone has said, for the most part, it's been, like, worth it. So, I mean, if you're really, really super fan of that particular actor, I would totally go for it, if that makes sense. After the convention, walked around the Covington Square, filmed some TikToks and Vlogmas content. We tried to go to the Mystic Grill, but it was very, very packed. So ended up just going to this place called the Social Goat Tavern, which is funny because Nina actually was having her meet and greet there, and Kayla, they were having a combined meet and greet. I heard it was good, but I didn't see her. She must have left when we arrived. Yeah, all the places around the square were taking a really long time to get a table because, I mean, everyone is trying to eat and it's convention weekend, so it's understandable. But the food to me was all right. It wasn't like the best thing ever, and everything did kind of take a while, but then again, it's convention weekend. It's hectic. So then after that, went home and that was it. The next day was day two. This day was very, very exciting. I got to meet Paul Wesley and Nina Dobrev. I have never met Nina Dobrev before. I've met Paul, which I mentioned earlier, and my interaction with Paul was just kind of like plain. I feel like I didn't really know what to say to him in the past, and the interactions happened very, very quickly. Again, he's not rude. It was just giving back then shy, reserved, and I was also giving shy and reserved. But I think this is one of my favorite interactions I've had with Paul Wesley. I fully went into it knowing kind of like what I wanted to say. I really was about to say Stafusi to him. It's a whole inside joke. If you follow him on Close Friends on Instagram, you would know what I'm talking about. He also explained it actually on the last day of the convention. Yeah, this is my favorite interaction. I said to him, I was like, oh my god, your close friend story is iconic. And I remember him like kind of like chuckling a little bit, and he was like smiling, and I was like, oh my gosh, did I just make Paul Wesley laugh? Like, what's going on? And he was like, oh my god, thank you. And then I kind of just like low-key blacked out a little bit again. I was like, oh my god, not again, not again. And then I turned to Nina, and I originally was going to be like, oh my god, been loving you since Degrassi, but that did not come out at all. I ended up just saying, like, I love you so much, like an insane person. And I was like, so happy you're here. And I remember she was like smiling, and like, I could remember seeing her, and she was like, oh, thank you. Just like very, very smiley. And I was like, oh my god, what's going on? This feels like a dream. Like this does not feel real at all. Like, did this just happen? Like, I don't believe it. I look at this picture that I took with them, and I'm like, this happened? Like, I'm confused. Oh my gosh, what a moment. What a moment. But yeah, overall, it was a great experience with Nina and Paul. Also, went to a few panels this day. There was one with Nina, Candace, Julie, Karina, Kayla, Sarah, Ariel. It was a good one. All the girls. And then there was another panel, and Matt Davis, one of the actors on Vampire Diaries, was like, are you going to do a Vampire Diaries movie? And Julie Plec, who's one of the creators of the Vampire Diaries, was also at this panel. And she was like, it's a conversation that is being had. And I'm like, what does that mean? What does that mean? I posted it online and it went viral. Everyone was like freaking out. I mean, like, as they should, because if this is actually happening, like, I would freak out. That was the most memorable panel of the day. Oh, that was crazy. The panel was Paul Wesley, Matt Davis, Julie Plec, Ariel, Chris Wood, Marguerite. And yeah, it was a great panel. I feel like Chris Wood and Paul were very like funny during the panel. Just had like really good banter, everybody. Oh, so good. And then after the convention, my friends and I decided we wanted to go to this restaurant in Atlanta called The Dirty Rascal, which is located inside the Thompson Hotel. It was really, really good. Highly recommend. And then went to this bar after, and it was not that great. Wasn't the best, but Dirty Rascal was amazing. 10 out of 10 day, a dream. A dream. Next day is the last day. How crazy. Like, how fast did that go? Like, I feel like we were just at the Atlanta airport if that makes sense. So today was another fun day. I got to meet Michael Mullarkey, who plays Enzo on The Vampire Diaries. He was really nice. Oh my gosh. And very good looking in person. I said to him, I know your character died on the show, but you're still alive in my mind. That never happened. And he was like, oh my God, right on. He was like, yes. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to pass away. Our picture was cute. But yeah, that was a moment. I love Michael Mullarkey. And then after that, went to a few panels. Also got to see Julie Plec and Marguerite and Karina do like a little Q&A with the audience. And all of their answers were very well thought out. And it was just really great advice. And oh my gosh, there was people crying. It was just so good, honestly. And then Chris Wood even came up and did like a question. He was just like being funny and joking around. But that was a moment. And then also saw a Candace, Paul, Sarah, Michael, Nina, Karina, and Kayla panel, which was another great one. And Paul and Nina actually talked about their friendship and how they like used to hate each other in the beginning, and now they're besties and they hang out all the time. And the best part was when like Nina said to Paul, I love you, a couple of times, and he like did not say it back, and then he finally says it. It was giving I love you, say it back vibes. It was really, really cute. And then this day, you know, I mentioned this before, but Paul explains to everyone in the crowd what Stifosi is. Even his castmates were like, what does that mean? That was day three. It was a successful day at the convention. After that, went out to this Christmas restaurant. It was nice decorations, but the service was not good. I'm going to be honest. And then we went to this Christmas market, which is really cute. And then ended the night off at this bar. Overall, amazing day. Okay, so now this is the last day. We are all going home. But first, we had to try going to Mystic Grill one last time because we were not successful the other days. And it was so good. I forgot what the food tasted like here because it's been a while. But it was incredible. It was great. Even filmed a little video with the blood bags. And this also went viral on TikTok. I was like, oh my gosh, the people get it. We also went to this cute coffee bakery place. They had cute like Vampire Diaries cookies and like cute holders for the coffees, which said like Team Stefan, Team Damon. Oh my gosh, speaking of Team Damon and Stefan, we had an Uber driver the other day. She had like a setup in her car. It was like, choose Damon or Stefan. And then she had like little like ornaments or like little bells. And she was like, just drop the green bell if you're Team Damon, or drop the green bell in here if you're Team Stefan. It was really, really cute and funny. Speaking of Ubers, we've had some really interesting Uber drivers. They are some characters, let me tell you. Oh my gosh. There was one Uber driver that had like splatters in her car. Am I allowed to say that? That was something crazy. And oh my gosh, I just remembered I had the same Uber driver like four times the first day that I was in Covington. And I was like, oh my gosh, is he the only Uber driver in this town? What's going on? I felt like I was in an episode of Gilmore Girls. Our other Uber driver, she was really, really nice, but she was telling us a really crazy story that I don't think I could say here, but it was a crazy story. Yeah, we had some interesting Uber drivers this weekend, but I just thought that was fun that that particular one had the Team Damon, Team Stefan stuff. It was a great day. After that, we went to see Elena and Caroline's house, took some pictures and videos, and then we went home. That's my weekend. Hopefully, I didn't miss anything. If I did, you can watch all my Vlogmas videos that are going up and follow me on TikTok and Instagram to see more content. Epic Cons also has some of the panels live on their YouTube channel, so check it out. Lastly, I want to thank Epic Cons for having me at this event and Jennifer for filming everything. It was so fun. And on that note, one last thing before I go. My divided moment of this entire weekend has to be that there might be a Vampire Diaries movie, period. Mic drop. Oh my gosh. If that, like, for real happens, I will freak out. I really wonder if this movie actually happens, what is it going to be about? Will it be a continuation of what happened in the finale? Will it be a completely new cast? Is it going to be the original cast? Like, what's happening?
Do you know what I mean? They could go so many ways with this. I think the fans will probably be upset if the original cast is not in it. But maybe they could do something good with a new cast. I don't know. Let me know what you would want to see if there was a Vampire Diaries movie.
Also, honorary mention for Divided Moments, Nina Dobrev filmed a couple TikToks, like, in Covington Square, like, where the Bell Tower is. And she also went to Elena Gilbert's house, the one that I visited. Isn't that crazy? I really wonder what time she went there to film, because I'm sure if that was during peak hours, she probably would have been noticed by a lot of people, if that makes sense. Also, Teresa, she's from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and she was also there at the convention, but I didn't see her. I only saw that she, like, posted a picture that she was there. But yeah, I haven't watched it. I just heard about the show, and, like, I've heard of her. I think she was on Dancing with the Stars one time. I'm gonna have to watch the show. Those are some honorary divided moments right there for you. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. Don't forget to follow Divide It with Jill on TikTok and Instagram. And if you have any questions about conventions and all that, just DM me, comment on my YouTube video or something, and I'll try my best to answer. Love you. See you in the next episode. Bye.